fail to indicate their presence by voting. Will the clerk please take the roll?
39 members present.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, no member is excused from the call of the House today. However, at this time, because of Representative Cato's continued illness, I would like to excuse her for the remainder of the week, so I move and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection to the motion to excuse Representative Cato for the balance of the week? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend John Jameson, Bethel Assembly of God.
Shall we pray? Our Lord and Father, as we begin a new week of doing what we have been called and elected to do, please give us your wisdom and guidance. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Your ways are higher than our ways. Because of this, we have our confidence in you. Having placed us in positions of leadership, please enable us to execute our duties in fairness and in honesty. As stewards of this great land, may the decisions we make be right, and may they be what is best. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread in the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Wente.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, the regular visitor to the chambers as a counselor for the close-up program, Judy Ulmer from Petersburg. Also, Mr. Speaker, we have two other citizens from Petersburg involved in the fire department there. And I would note, before introducing them, the city of Petersburg, which is affectionately known as Little Norway, will be holding the Little Norway Festival beginning the 13th of May. And I would certainly urge those of you who don't make it down to Southeast too often or around Southeast, certainly, I think, be enjoyable for you to spend that weekend in Petersburg. That's the 13th of May, and I'm sure we'll be out of session by then, so you'll have no problem arranging your schedule. But from the community, we have also with us today Douglas Weld and Norman Fredrickson.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you will bear with me, I have a whole bunch of close-up students from a number of villages in Gallery A. Terrence McCarthy, a teacher from Nuchtuk. Teddy Charles, Jack Tom from Nuchtuk. Lucy George from Nightmute, better known as Nichtmute. Sophie Jacob from Napaskak. Janet Clark from Napaskak. David Andrew from Napavera. Rudy Lincoln from Tuxuk Bay. Agnes Jumbo from Tuxuk Bay. Susan Wasley from Nunapitchoch, Glenn Mochin, Louisa Jacobs, Andrew, and excuse me, the two students were from Nunapitchoch, Andrew from Tuntutuliak, Mike Beach, the teacher from Makoyak, Jackson Noatak from Makoyak, Kenneth Davis from Noatak, or excuse me, from Makoyak, Stephen Ivan from Guigilnok, Maureen Filt from Gangarnak, Nathan Black from Gangarnak, and I dare any of you to pronounce those two names. Andrew Carl from Kipnik, Gladys Kashatuk from Kipnik, and Sam Dock from Kipnik.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, I have some Alaska close-up students from North Slope Borough, from Anaktuvik Pass. Please welcome three of my students, Cecilia Dinney, Shirley Yaguk, and Effie Lincoln.
Are there further guests for introduction? Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 89th, 90th, and 91st legislative days?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 89th, 90th, and 91st days.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 89th, 90th, and 91st days be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there messages from the governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 96, Finance, an act reducing a fiscal year 1983 appropriation and making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for inoculations for hepatitis B and providing for an effective date. Chapter 5, SLA 1983. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to applicable law, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the position noted. Boards and commissions. To the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, E.L. Red Holloway. To the State Commission for Human Rights, Buenavenido E. Holganza and Virgie M. King. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor.
By letter, I have requested the Finance Committee to conduct any legislative hearings on the governor's appointment to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, and also by letter I have requested the State Affairs to conduct any necessary confirmation hearings on the two appointments to the State Commission for Human Rights.
I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved and returned the citation commending the law enforcement agencies involved in investigation of Fairbanks homicides. The Senate approved and transmitted for consideration the citation honoring Carl Ide by Senator Curtula. The Senate receded from its amendments to Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution No. 25, State Affairs Amended Senate, thus adopting House Joint Resolution No. 25. Requesting the Secretary of the United States Department of Transportation to revise the standard time zones in which Alaska is located. And this bill resolution has been sent to enrolling. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has passed the following with a Senate letter of intent and is transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill No. 229 by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations to the University of Alaska for certain capital projects and planning and providing for an effective date.
Senate Bill No. 229 is referred to the Health, Education, and Social Services and Finance Committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications.
I received the report of the Vocational, Educational, and Employment Training Task Force, and this will be on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had House Concurrent Resolution 27 requesting the state to collect and use information on trapping for land use planning and land disposal under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, co-chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Larson, Bussell, Liska, Cowdery, and Ringsted. House Concurrent Resolution number 27 has no further referral. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 53 prohibiting duplicate teachers' retirement benefits for Alaska BIA service under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Furness, chairman, concurred in by Ewing, Cowdery, Kopanen, and Furness. Wente has no recommendation. House Bill 53 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 188, big game hunting by non-residents under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Bussell, chairman, concurred in by Liska, Barnes, Clarkson, Bussell, and Hayes. Having no recommendation, Malone. House Bill 188 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 195, permitting transfer of forfeited aircraft to the Alaska Wing Civil Air Patrol under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 195 Judiciary with the same title and a zero fiscal note, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Bussell, chairman, concurred in by Liska, Barnes, Wente, Clarkson, Malone, Hayes, and Bussell. House Bill 195 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 231, the Alaska Commission on the Status of Women, under consideration, recommends that do pass and attaches a zero physical note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Hurlburt, Jaroff, Duncan, Grusendorf, and Bettesworth. Having no recommendation, Pestinger. Signing do not pass, Martin. House Bill 231 has no further referral. The Committee on HESS has had House Bill 243, Daycare Assistance for Parents of Developmentally Disabled Children, under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a physical note. The report was signed by Mrs. Tischer, co-chairman, concurred in by M.W. Miller, Kopanen, Davis, and Tischer. House Bill 243 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 314, a special appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency for operation of the Joint Oil and Gas Committee, under consideration, recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Pestinger, Ward, Hurlburt, Jaroff, Grusendorf, Lindauer, Martin, and Bettesworth. Having no recommendation, Duncan. House Bill 314 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 325, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero physical note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Ward, Jaroff, Duncan, Grusendorf, Martin, and Bettesworth. House Bill 325 has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
There is a report from the Special Committee on Legislative Reform. It's 2 pages long. It will be duplicated and placed in the journal. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring George M. Sullivan by Representative Barnes. Citation honoring Lewis and Estella Odsather by Representative Barnes. I have no resolutions for introduction. Excuse me. House Concurrent Resolution Number 30 by Kopanen, relating to a study of single-pool automobile insurance.
House Concurrent Resolution 30 is referred to the Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Finance Committees.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill 364 by Kopanen, an act establishing the Alaska Senior Citizen Employment Team Program and Fund and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 364 is referred to the State Affairs and Finance Committees.
House Bill 365 by Kopanen, an act requiring refineries producing fuel except for gas to be regulated by the Public Utilities Commission.
House Bill 365 is referred to the Labor and Commerce and Resources Committees for consideration and to the Joint Gas Pipeline Committee for review.
House Bill 366 by Locker and Larson, an act making special appropriations for payment as grants to the cities of Wasilla and Palmer for senior citizen housing and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance Committees.
House Bill 367 by M.M. Miller, an act making a special appropriation to the Public Energy for Transportation Organization and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance Committees.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the data calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 48 by Martin, an act repealing certain insurance laws. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 48 under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero physical note. Report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Ringstad, Euling, Cowdery, Kopanen, Wente, and Furness. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 48 under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero physical note. Report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Liska, Barnes, Wente, and Bussell. Having no recommendation, Clarkson and Malone. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 48 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Bill Number 48 by Martin, an act repealing certain insurance laws.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 48 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, one nay.
House Bill 48 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 181 by Cato. An act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 181 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Furness, Chairman, concurred in by Ewing, Cowdery, Malone, Furness, Kopanen, Wente, and Ringstead. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute Labor and Commerce for House Bill 181 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 181 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute Labor and Commerce for House Bill 181 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 181, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and continuing the existence of the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Representative Szymanski.
I was just curious, maybe the chairman of Labor and Commerce could give me a reading on it. There's no fiscal note attached to it. Does that mean that there's no operational cost for the board this next year?
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of the boards and commissions that are set up like this comes under a category called boards and commissions under Commerce and Economic Development.
Further debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 181 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
39 yeas, no nays.
The Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 181 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on passage of Committee Substitute Labor and Commerce for House Bill 181 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 336 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for the purposes of AS 1856 and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 336 under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 336 Finance with a new title and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Flood, Ward, Jaroff, Duncan, Grusendorf, Lindauer, and Bettesworth. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for House Bill 336 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the finance committee substitute for House Bill 336 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes. Representative Malone, did you wish the floor?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I realize there's no motion before the body, but I had a question that might go to an amendment, and I'd like to ask it this time. Mr. Speaker, the legislation would appropriate the receipts here for all the purposes under Alaska Statute 1856, which include all the, as near as I read it, all the powers of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, and so couple questions. One is that would these receipts be available for the operating budget of the corporation as well as the as well as the reserves necessary to pay off bonds and the home ownership assistance fund and so forth, or is it aimed at some particular portion of the programs that the agency is supposed to carry out? And if so, what are the specific programs of the agency that would intended to be funded with these receipts?
Representative Lindauer?
Mr. Speaker, answer the preceding question. The AHFC's budget, and thus the source of its funds this year and all future years, come under the budget of the state of Alaska and thus are subject to approval by the legislature. So whatever we allow these funds to be used for will be explicitly stated in the budget document. However, the purpose of this legislation is not to fund the ongoing programs of AHFC, the operations of AHFC. It is to take this money which has accumulated, these assets which have accumulated over the years and which over the years have been pledged to back the bonds of AHFC, and to appropriate it to them so that they can continue to back the bonds of AHFC. If we do not pass this legislation as it is written, the housing industry in Alaska will come to a grinding halt because AHFC, for all practical purposes, will not be able to fund any additional housing from here on out. This needs to be done immediately because they have a bond issue coming up, and if we do not provide these assets legally behind the bonds of AHFC, it will be very hard for them to sell those bonds, and I would venture to say virtually impossible to retain their AA rating. This is a very important piece of legislation to do in a timely manner.
Representative Malone.
Ms. Speaker, I'm aware that this public corporation, like others, require an appropriation for the for operations, but this appropriation is not limited. It's appropriated to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for the purposes described in Alaska Statute 1856, which is all the enabling law of the corporation, not those specific sections that deal with the repayment of bonds or the reserves necessary to repay them. And so I guess if it's not the intent to fund the operation of the agency, their operating budget, that got a partial answer to the question, although the legislation itself does not say that. Do we have any idea of what sort of breakdown of these funds is intended by the corporation? In other words, how much of it is going to go into each of the particular programs that they're operating at present?
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairman. Every year we appropriate so much money to the Alaska Housing Authority Finance Corporation. We have getting it 100% out of program receipts. This particular year, under this particular category, is we're going to, on the personal services, place approximately $1.8 million and travel $183,000. A large majority goes under the contractual, approximately $871,000, commodities $70,000, a total of $2.945 million, all program receipts. And I would be happy to give the member from Kenai a copy of this year's budget and last year's. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'm a little bit confused by this. If I heard the representative from Anchorage correctly, he said that this money will actually have to be appropriated in an appropriation bill. But this seems to be an appropriation bill, both in title and in language. And indeed, no further appropriation by this body would seem to be made. In other words, this bill the title does not say an act authorizing special appropriations to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It says an act making special appropriations. And there in line 15, it does not say are authorized to be appropriated by the to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. They say they are appropriated to the. Now, maybe I misunderstood his remarks, but and perhaps I don't even have any objection to this, but I think we ought to be clear what we're doing. It seems to me that, Mr. Speaker, this is the appropriation, that whatever these earnings are whatever the dollar amount is, we are appropriating that money in this act, which structurally maybe bothers me a little bit, but at the very least I'd like to understand, are we actually appropriating money with this bill, or are we authorizing an appropriation which will come later in the form of an actual dollar amount appropriation?
Representative Lindar?
Mr. Speaker, the answer to the question is we are appropriating the money. If I might explain further to the representative from Juneau, it has come to light that there is a question of the ownership of the assets, of some of the assets of the corporation. The question is whether they should belong to the state generally or do they belong to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Those assets have in the past been pledged by the Housing Corporation to the bond holders, both generally and specifically, is my understanding. However, if in fact there is an ownership question as to whether they can continue to pledge them, that would withdraw approximately $170 million of collateral from behind the issuance of these bonds, which would greatly or potentially affect the state's bond rating. By making this appropriation act, we are clearing up once and for all that these assets are in fact the possessions of AHFC, and they may in fact be properly pledged as they have been for many, many years now. Since the early 1970s, we have pledged these. Only recently has it come to light that the language as to whether they were entitled to do so might be unclear. This is a request to clear up the language, to request of the governor and the bond council, so that there's no question that AHFC has these assets and they can be pledged.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate the opportunity to have discussion without the motion to advance pending. I'd just like to state to the chair that based on the explanations offered, I don't have any reason to offer an amendment to this legislation this time.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for House Bill 336 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final pass.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 336, financed by the Finance Committee. An act making special appropriations to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and providing for an effective date.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I guess it's roughly the same point as we talked about in second reading, but I'm a bit uncomfortable with an appropriation bill where there are no dollar amounts, and I guess I'd make it as a parliamentary inquiry to the chair. I've never sat on the Finance Committee, but it seems to me at least a strange procedure to have an appropriation without any dollar amounts in it. Presumably we could come up with what these dollar amounts are. There are a number of members of this body that have stated some opposition to the idea that we just appropriate a lump sum of money and let it be allocated by people other than ourselves, and I think that's what we may be doing here. And regardless of the policy question involved, I'm raising a possible procedural question about whether or not you can in fact approve an appropriation bill when there aren't any dollar amounts stated.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an additional question with Section 3 dealing with the appropriations made by this act. Section 3 says specifically that the appropriations made by this act are not one-year appropriations and do not lapse. Does that mean we're looking for appropriations in the future without specifically appropriating them in this body?
Representative Adams?
In regards to the representative question from Bethel, that is correct. It's an open-ended on as far as the lapse date. The question from Anchorage regarding the earnings and appropriations, if we can have an adhes, Mr. Speaker, so we can get a copy of what's involved here in the appropriation. May we have an adhes?
Will the House please stand adhes? Representative Adams, do you have a response to Representative Clarkson's inquiry, a procedural inquiry as far as the appropriation bill before us is concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have passed the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation's questions, earnings, and income and mortgage repayments. I don't know further what Representative Clarkson would like of the finance chair or any members.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, this does appear to break out with some specific numbers, the amounts that would in effect be appropriated by this legislation. My specific procedural question is whether or not we can pass an appropriation bill that doesn't have any dollar amounts in it. I've been assured by members on the floor during the ADs that that is legal, I guess, and if it's legal and we do have the backup material that tends to support it, I have no problem. Once again, my concern is that, particularly with regard to the bond market and the people that are sensitive about such procedural technicalities, that we not make a mistake.
It's my understanding, Representative Clarkson, that it is legal. I'll ask the finance chairman to secure a letter from our legislative affairs attorney so that we have something in the file in the event this question should be raised at a later date. We have before us the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 336 in third reading. Is there further debate? Are you ready, Representative Ewing?
Yeah, just basically I'd like to reiterate a couple of comments from my colleague from Anchorage. I think the bill will alleviate the problem on the veterans loan and getting that money out. I know there have been a lot of constituents that have called me in regard to the problem of getting their veterans loan program in effect, and the bill will do that. It'll get the $150 million on the bond sale for May 11th out, and that's what we really need, and I hope everybody votes yes.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 336 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll. The Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 336 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of Committee Substitute Finance for House Bill 336 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the next bill on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 138, Rules by the Rules Committee. An act continuing the Guide Licensing and Control Board and authorizing the board to license marine mammal guides and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Resources has had the bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 138, Resources, with the same title, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, Chairman, concurred in by Larson, Gall, Bussell, Liska, Cowdery, and Ringsted. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Committee Substitute Resources for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 Rules be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House Resources Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Committee Substitute Resources for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 Rules be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 Resources by the Resources Committee. an act continuing the Guide Licensing and Control Board and authorizing the board to license marine mammal guides and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate?
Question.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House Resources Committee substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
37 yeas, 1 nay.
House Resources Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of House Committee Substitute Resources for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 138 rules be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the House please stand at ease? Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring the Nordic Ski Club by Senators Vic Fisher, Rody, Sturgiluski, Gertula. Representatives Szymanski and Clarkson.
Representative Szymanski, it's clear to move. Did you care to move the citation?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be moved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring child abuse workers by Senators Vic Fisher, Rody, Sturgiluski, Representatives Szymanski and Clarkson.
Representative Szymanski.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gall.
Could I have my name added to this citation, please?
Without objection, Representative Gall will have his name added to the citation honoring child abuse workers. Is there Representative Davis?
Yes, without objection, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move all members of the House be shown as co-sponsors.
Is there objection? Hearing none, all other members of the House will be shown as co-sponsors. Is there objection to the motion that the citation be approved? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Citation in memoriam Peter Gatz by Senators Rody, Ray, and Kurtula.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation honoring Peter Gatz and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam Arthur F. Waldron by Senators Sturgiluski, Rody, and Vic Fisher, and Representatives Furness and Ward.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the citation and request unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Does the clerk have... Is there unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Gall?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration of House Bill 154.
Representative Gall has brought up his reconsideration of House Bill 154. Will the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill number 154 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to train crew size.
House Bill 154 is before us in third reading under reconsideration. Is there debate? Representative Gall.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to return to second reading for the purposes of introducing a specific amendment.
There is objection. Will the clerk please read the amendment?
I don't have the amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, this was the same amendment that was introduced last week.
It exempts the narrow gauge railroads from the repeal of the crew law in order to provide adequate health and safety for the crew and passengers on those narrow gauge railroads.
I'm going to ask the House to stand at ease, Representative Gallin. Perhaps you could check in with the clerk and fill out an amendment form. Will the House please stand at ease? We have before us a motion to return House Bill 154 from third to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment. The amendment has been described. The clerk, I'm going to ask the clerk to give the page number in the journal for the amendment, which has been previously submitted, so that members have an opportunity to look that up.
It's on page 825 of the journal.
825 of the journal. There was objection to your motion to return to second reading, Representative Gall. Is there debate?
No, Mr. Speaker. I think we've probably covered the arguments pretty well, and I would be ready for the question.
Representative Winty.
Mr. Speaker, I would urge the body to recall my statements in bringing their conscience back to consistency of last week when we were discussing deregulating the TVs, and I would urge that you develop that consistency in an area, at least at that time, we were talking public convenience, and you chose to regulate, partially deregulate at that time, and to continue partial regulation. I would note, in regard to the specific amendment that's being requested, that in this instance, and I would remind you that we're talking safety, and I consider in terms of the partial deregulation, which is the effect of the amendment, that safety is a much more justifiable reason to do it than just public convenience, as you chose to do last week. I would urge the passage of the motion and adoption of the amendment when it is before us. And I would again remind us, I guess those of us that are involved in business, and since this did get kind of a management prerogative versus labor, I guess I would hope that the body would not, or would at least keep in mind that they would not consider it more important for the management of a foreign corporation as opposed to Alaska workers in this instance, particularly among those who may have visited the community in Skagway, where I understand there's 80% unemployment, that every job counts, but primarily I urge your adoption of it because of the safety factor.
Representative Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I fail to see the parallel between television and railroads. Certainly there is no worry that somebody is going to put a parallel railroad along the White Pass and Yukon. And I would remind the members and strongly urge you to vote against the amendment, that under current law, if it's determined by labor and management that they need 10 people on the railroad, they can do it. But if it's determined that they only need 4 people on the train, they cannot. That is the decision that needs to work out. I think the safety factor has been overworked on this subject. Certainly we are all concerned about safety. We should also be concerned about whether or not that train is going to be able to operate or not. And I would strongly urge your vote against the amendment.
Representative Pestinger.
I always try to learn more about Southeastern. I understand the train is not operating now and there are no plans to operate it because of the economics of mining in the region. If that's so, safety really is not a factor. It's a moot factor. I respectfully submit that the economics of the mining territory may have a bigger issue than what we're debating.
Representative Hurlburt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of the amendment and going back to second reading for the amendment. Safety is a factor. I think they're trying to get the most they can out of the White Pass Railroad being closed now, and I would support the going back second reading.
So further debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 154, which is before us on reconsideration, be returned from third to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
18 yeas, 21 nays.
The motion to return from third to second reading has failed. Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 154, which is before us on reconsideration, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
26 yeas, 13 nays.
House Bill 154 has passed the House on reconsideration. Is there other unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Miller?
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Representative Wendy be excused from the call from plain time April 21st through April 24th and from plain time April 29th through May 8th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Wendy is excused as requested. Further unfinished business to come before the body. Announcement of committee meeting. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 181, Labor and Commerce.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 181 by Representative Davis. Representative Barnes, under announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Resource Development Council, Incorporated, and Juneau's Chamber of Commerce, the Juneau Miners Association, invite you to a spring forum, a strategy for resource development. That will be Wednesday, April the 27th, 1983. The speakers will include the Honorable Jim Santini, the U.S. Congressman from Nevada from 1974 to 82, and Ron Arnold, and he is speaking on the accuracy in media, the environmentalist battle at the eye of the storm, James Watts and the environmentalist. It will be a luncheon program from 11:30 to 1:30. We'll be in the Lumberjack Room of the Cake Fox Sheffield House. It's $9 per person.
Representative Ringstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. Resources Committee this afternoon will have a couple of additional bills up for additional hearings or work, actually. First one will be HB 256, dealing with permits in the natural resources area. Second one is HB 86, relating to the use of teleconferencing and land disposal.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to give an RSVP number for the announcement I just made. That is 586-6420.
Are there further announcements? Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In addition to today's calendar for Health, Education, Social Services being held at 1 o'clock today in room 112, we'll be picking up an additional sponsor substitute to House Bill 219, which is related to a local citizens advisory board of the University of Alaska.
Representative Bussell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Committee on Judiciary will be hearing HB 8, an act relating to judicial retention elections and providing for an effective date, in addition to the other items scheduled on today's calendar. And Mr. Speaker, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule
under 23 be suspended so that the Committee on Judiciary could hear HB 312, which is an act relating to harming a police dog. And we'd like to add that to our calendar as scheduled on April 20th of this week.
Is there objection to the motion that the five-day rule be waived? Section 23 of the Rule 23 under Uniform Rule. Representative Clarkson?
All objection. Ask for the ease.
Will the House please stand at ease?
Mr. Speaker, I was informed during the at ease that the reason to waive the five-day rule was the need to get this bill past this body in order to move toward adjournment, and I understand that this legislation is a real high priority as a part of the House Coalition's crime package. So with that in mind, and considering that we've taken care of the bees, I think it's important here to take care of the dogs as well, and I withdraw my objection.
Is there further objection to the motion to waive Rule 23 relating to the five-day notice for House Bill 312? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. Are there further committee announcements? Representative Malone, did you wish the floor for a committee announcement?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, there will be a House Democratic Caucus on adjournment.
Representative Adams?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tonight at 7 p.m., we'll be closing out the Department of Public Safety's FY84 budget and also Department of Revenue. Hopefully tomorrow afternoon, we can close out the Department of Commerce and Economic Development budget plus the university.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, it's not exactly a committee announcement, but I think an announcement perhaps of interest to a number of members. The Alaskans for a Safer Alaska, which is a group of citizens concerned with the high incidence of accidents and violence in our state due to overconsumption of alcohol, will be holding a meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. in the City Borough Assembly Chambers. They'll be discussing at least three and possibly four of the bills that are before the legislature concerning the moderation of consumption of alcohol, and members of this body would be certainly welcome to attend that meeting.
Are there further announcements? Special orders? Representative Fritz?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This weekend, I was attending constituents' hearings both in Homer and in Soldotna, and I wanted the privilege of the floor to speak about a job.
You have the floor, Representative Fritz.
You know how influential the media are for all of us, and the people who run KGTL in Homer are looking for a news director. And if any of you know anybody who would be interested in that job, then see me after adjournment. And Mr. Speaker, I beg your indulgence to speak also on human credulity, if I may.
You have the floor, Representative Fritz.
One of my constituents, looking very hale and hearty and suntanned, came in to tell me his views on various subjects, and he said, "How do you think I look?" Well, even if I'd thought he had one foot in the grave, I would have told him that he was a candidate for a 4-H award. But actually, he did look very well. And he told me, he said, "You know, I had a brain tumor removed." I said, "Well, how long ago was that?" He said, "Oh, just a few days ago," and he had a luxuriant crop of hair. There wasn't a scar on him. And I said, "Where did you have this done?" I said, "Oh, I went to the Philippine Islands. They do operations without making any incisions." Now, this man was not a kindergarten dropout, Mr. Speaker. He was a college graduate and a prominent businessman on the community, and yet he believed such garbage. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's a hard act to follow. I'd like to just take a moment to thank publicly the cities of Haines and Skagway, which hosted several of us this weekend, and also to thank Representatives Flood and Herman, Zemanski, and Mr. Abood, who were kind enough to join us for that trip, along with Senator Pettyjohn. It was very pleasant, and I'd like to thank all the staff, lobbyists who attended, and the communities who hosted us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Gall. Representative Martin?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, may I have the floor just for a moment to respond to the gentleman from Kenai on procedures.
You have the floor, Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, in response to his comment, I only have one comment. It's amazing what faith can do.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor to speak on subsistence?
You have the floor, Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the House Resources Committee this Friday will be taking up a bill sponsored by one of the members of your coalition dealing with the abolishment of the existing subsistence laws in this state and substituting those subsistence laws with something called personal consumptive use. Mr. Speaker, I might remind you and your coalition of the vote in the recent elections concerning the repeal of the subsistence laws. The state went through a terribly difficult time in terms of trying really hard to understand not only what exactly subsistence was, but the ramifications of subsistence in terms of putting it into statute. Thus far, I've not seen any constructive suggestions as to how to take care of people who need the fish and game resources of this state the most. When we sat down and wrote the present law, we tried to ensure that the people who needed those resources the most, the people who had the most dependency for their livelihoods on the resources of this state, were the people able to harvest those fish and game on a priority basis. The present proposals to deal with that are a far cry from telling people who need those fish and game resources that in fact they will be able to continue to do that. The state went through a lot of gyrations prior to the last election to try to define exactly what subsistence uses were and also subsistence users. It's a little disappointing to me that I find a couple of bills introduced trying to do away with the subsistence laws, because I see very little understanding in exactly what subsistence really means to people who practice it. It's not simply an act of going out and shooting or fishing fish and game. It's much, much more than that. And I think the discussions through the summer, through the fall, tried to explain that. And it's a real difficult proposition to face when we see such language being proposed that makes little sense some of the time. Unfortunately, I think the introduction of two bills dealing with the present subsistence law is an attempt to show that, yes, the subsistence law will be upheld by the citizens of the state of Alaska, but we can still make some show of trying to do something about that. Mr. Speaker, I just simply want to say that hopefully by Friday, members of this body will go through the subsistence law, and I will provide whatever information you need explaining, one, the constitutionality of the law, two, the necessity of the law for people who really need the fish and game resources, and three, hopefully that by the time the House Resources Committee meets on Friday at 3 o'clock, we will have an intelligent discussion about the needs of this state and how we can meet those needs. Thank you.
Further, Representative Larson?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I request the floor to speak on appreciation.
You have the floor, Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to just publicly give my thanks to everyone who took part in our basketball game yesterday for the Cancer Telethon. I'd like to personally thank yourself, Governor Sheffield, Lieutenant Governor McAlpine, all members of our great team here, that even though we did lose by a score of 50-55, it was a game that was well appreciated and well attended. I'd also like to publicly thank the Juneau Parks and Recreation Department for all the help that they gave, and the Juneau Referees Association for their support, but most appreciative was Representative Abood for his aid and comfort as a referee. However, I must indicate to him that we did miss him in the last minute when we really needed him most. But in summary, a special thanks to everyone. We may be a little more sore today or a little more stiff, but we're all a little happier. Thank you.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to, privilege of the floor to speak on legislative races.
You have the floor, Representative Davis.
Thank you. Legislators are also participating over the weekend on the Sea to Ski race, and I'd like, as a, I guess the team captain, I'd like to commend the fellow members, Vasca, Miller, Flood, and also Representative Martin was not feeling too well, so we appointed an honorary member, Brian Allen, who participated well, and we did a pretty good showing. The snow conditions were described as peanut butter and also mush, and the track conditions could only be described as wet. But I'd also like to commend the members of the press who had also a pretty good showing. So maybe everybody deserves a big hand for their work on the.
Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
You have the floor, Representative Flood.
We won, really. We beat the press. So I consider that a milestone. Thank you, sir.
Are there further special orders? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, April the 19th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.